Lady Esther presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Romance. The starring players...
This is Signe Hasso.
This is Gregory Peck.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous love story, Romance, by Edward Shelton. It stars Gregory Peck as the Reverend Tom Armstrong and Signe Hasso as Madame Cavallini. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Romance. It's New Year's Eve, a few seasons ago, and young Harry Armstrong, on his way to celebrate, has stopped for a word with his grandfather, the bishop. A rather important word, it seems.
I love her, sir, with all my heart. You'll love her, too, when you get to know her. Oh, if I could just make you understand.
Oh, why not try, my boy? Of course, I'm only a bishop in the Church of England.
That's just it. You see, Lucille is different. She... Well, she's an artist.
You mean she paints?
Not exactly, sir. It's different sort of art. Impersonation on the stage.
In short, the young lady's an actress.
Yes, sir. Grandpa, if you only knew what it means to be young, to love a girl the way I love her. If you could just remember back.
Well, I suppose I'm old and very dry.
Oh, I didn't mean to hurt you, sir.
Oh, you haven't, you haven't. You've only taken me back to things I almost thought I'd forgotten. Harry. You'll find a record on the Victrola.
I know, sir. Cavallini and the aria from Mignon.
Oh,
it's always there.
Play it for me, will you?
Now, sir? Of course.
Perhaps it'll help you to understand.
Understand what, sir?
Oh, about me and Cavallini. She was young then. Very beautiful. It was her first engagement in New York over 40 years ago. Ah, I was young, too. A rector at St. Giles, barely started on my ministry. But strangely enough, that's how we happened to meet. It was through your grandfather, Van Dyle, you see. He was chairman of the vestry in our church, and when he invited me to his home that night, to the reception he was giving for Madame Cavallini, I just felt it was my duty to go. There was music, laughter, and beautiful women. And Cavallini was loveliest of them all.
Rita, it's some sort of magic you have. You've made every man here fall in love with you.
Only one man I wouldn't let escape. This Signor Vantoi. He's very, very nice.
You still like me, Rita? After 3 years?
Oh, they went by like a week, like a day.
Ah, those wonderful days in the south of France. And now you're here.
Signor Vantoi, you'll come to see me tomorrow, yes. At 4?
Tomorrow?
Yes.
At 4.
Good.
Well, now you'd better go out. The men will all be looking for you.
The men, perhaps. The women, no. I'll see you later.
There's no one like her in the world.
Mr. Ventile.
Oh, hello, Tom.
I'm sorry to keep you from your guests, but I'd like to talk to you, sir.
Of course. What's on your mind?
Well, it's rather difficult to say it, sir, but... Well, after all, Mr. Ventile, this Madame Cavallini, are you quite sure she's the sort of lady, the kind of person, the type,
It isn't Sunday, Tom. No need to preach.
But you're so generous and high-minded, sir, anyone could take you in. These foreign singers...
How old are you, Tom?
28.
I wish I were 28. Life's a simple thing when you're 28.
But I'm your minister. It's my simple duty.
My dear boy, if Madame Cavallini weren't fit to meet my friend, she wouldn't be here tonight. Is that enough?
I'm sorry, sir. I guess I've been a fool. I might have known there wasn't any truth in what they say.
Who says?
Oh, it doesn't matter, really, it doesn't.
Well, then let's forget it and go and have some supper.
Oh, I couldn't do that, sir. I'm not properly dressed.
I think you're the most proper person here. And I'll have them bring you something.
What a fool I must have seemed. Tom Armstrong, you're a blithering idiot. A stupid, silly, gossiping old woman. You don't deserve to have a friend.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello. Are you You talking to somebody?
No, I was talking to myself, I think. If you'd like to have this room...
Oh, no. Don't go, please.
But I...
It would be very nice if you'd stay and talk with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. Well,
don't I attract you? I'm not pretty.
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah, certainly are you. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That's better. Now I will sit here, and you'll sit by me, yes? Oh, please.
You insist.
Your name?
Armstrong. Tom Armstrong. I'm the rector of the St. Giles Church.
Rector?
Yes. I mean, well, I'm its minister. It's clergyman.
Oh, I see, clergyman. How beautiful. And St. Giles, who was he? Some little American saint, maybe?
St. Giles is one of the most important figures in the great history of the Church of England.
How frightfully nice. I never heard of him in Italy.
Italy? Are you one of those Italian opera singers?
Oh, you funny man.
Well, forgive me, but you see, there are lots of them here tonight. Well, I ought to have known. They say they're all old and fat and ugly.
Oh? All of them?
Well, all except Madame Cavarini or Lini, whatever her name is, you know.
Yes. Yes, I know. And you, what do you think? Do you find her beautiful?
I've never seen her.
Oh, you've never seen her. Oh, well, then I'll tell you something. You haven't missed much when you missed La Cavallini. She is so fat, I'll tell you, she's just...
She is? Oh, well, I heard.
Yes, she eats 12 pounds of spaghetti every day.
No.
And ugly. Oh, Madonna, that woman is so ugly.
Oh, that's strange, everybody.
Listen, I'll tell you something. One eye is made out of glass, and her nose, per Dio, her nose.
Oh, surely you're mistaken.
And I'll tell you something terrible. She has a ump.
A what?
A ump on her back. Yes. What do you think of that?
Madam, I think you show a most unchristian spirit.
A what?
Well, to hear a woman like yourself deride, hold up to scorn, and gloat over the physical failings of a less fortunate sister, I say this heartless act deserves a far more serious rebuke than any I'm at liberty to offer.
Please don't.
What if one eye is? Suppose she has... Madam, if you insist on laughing,
dear.
If you insist on making this, come in.
Oh, dear.
Come in, please.
Mr. Van Tuyl said to bring you some supper, sir.
Well, thank you. Leave it right over there.
Thank you, sir.
Look, they've sent you some wine, too. We'll drink a little toast together. Yes?
Well, I'm afraid there's been a mistake. I do not take stimulants.
Not even when I pour it for you? Oh, come on. Please. Because I ask you to.
Well... It's to be construed merely as a social gesture.
Oh, yes. That's better. Now, to what shall we drink?
Oh, I'm afraid I'm not familiar.
Well, I know. Let me see. We'll drink to that nice old clergyman, St. Giles, wasn't it? We'll drink to him and... No. I can see you do not like that very much.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't.
Then, wait. Wait, I have it. Would it be nice if you drink to what you see in my eyes? And I drink to what I see in yours.
Who are you?
Does it matter?
What's your name?
Why do you ask?
Because, I don't know. I haven't tried to figure it out.
Then why?
Why? Because you're so strange, I suppose. And beautiful. As lovely as those flowers you're wearing.
These flowers, they're so fresh and sweet now. How long do you think they will last?
A long time, if you treat them well.
You're so young. I wish...
Yes, what do you wish?
I wish I knew some flowers that would never die.
Madame, excuse me.
Oh, Signor Van Tuyl, how nice of you to come.
I'm sorry, the guests are waiting.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm ready now. Signor Tom, thank you for your kind politeness. Goodbye.
Oh, but won't I ever see you again?
You wish to see me again?
Of course.
Very well, tomorrow. Tomorrow, my hotel, at 4.
Madame has forgotten, I believe. Tomorrow at 4, she has another engagement.
Oh, but I'm changing it, Signor. And now, will you excuse me, please?
Oh, wait. I'm awfully sorry, but what is your name?
Oh, yes, of course. I have forgotten. Signor Van Tuyl, you'll tell him, please. Those people are waiting for me. I have to go. Excuse me.
That's the strangest thing. Mr. Van Tile, who is she?
Who is she? Listen.
She's singing.
Very graciously, I think. After all, she's the guest of honor.
Guest of honor? Then she must be...
Yes, Tom. You've just made an engagement with Madame Cavallini.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Did you ever return from a vacation feeling you looked just right, feeling you never looked better? Women tell me that's exactly the way they feel when they change from ordinary powder to Lady Esther Bridal Pink. They say they have a feeling they look just right, just the way they want to look. Bridal Pink has a certain elusive quality you won't find in any other powder shade. It seems to wake up your entire appearance, make you look so refreshed, so alive. And it doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brunette, auburn, or brown. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is intensely flattering to almost every skin it touches. You can't possibly make a mistake if the shade you choose is Bridal Pink. And the texture of Lady Esther face powder is like no powder texture you've ever known. For it's not just mixed, it's blown. Completely pulverized by the speed and force of hurricanes. It's so fine, it spreads like a delicate, clinging film of beauty on your skin. The instant you apply it, tiny lines and blemishes vanish, completely covered. The texture of your skin looks daintier and more delicate. It's light and cool as a summer breeze on your face. Yet it clings 4 hours and longer. Ask your druggist for Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder. If he's sold out of it, he'll be glad to order it for you. But accept no other shade. For no powder shade can give you that radiant look, that happy look, that look of a woman in love, like Lady Esther Bridal Pink.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Romance, starring Sidney Hosso and Gregory Peck. We're back in Bishop Armstrong's study again. And as his young grandson pays eager attention, the old man continues his absorbing story.
You can imagine how I felt, Harry, discovering that the beautiful young woman I'd been talking to was the famous, I should say the notorious, Madame Cavallini.
Grandpa, did you ever see her again?
Oh, yes. I kept our engagement the following afternoon. I saw her that day and every day for weeks. I was so happy I didn't notice how the weeks were slipping by. 2 months, and then suddenly, it's time for her to sail. I remember... It was New Year's Eve. Another New Year's Eve just like this. And she'd come to the rectory to say goodbye.
This is something I never like. To say goodbye.
Well, don't say it. And I don't want you to even think of it. I just want to think of you here in my study in my armchair in front of my fire. It's like a dream come true.
A dream? Yes. That's what I am. A little dream that lost her way and rested for 1 minute in your heart.
Not 1 minute, my dear. Always.
Oh, no. No, tomorrow you'll wake up and the little dream is gone.
Rita, don't sail tomorrow.
What are you saying?
Don't go. Please, don't go.
But I must sing in Rome next month. In Venice and London.
You can't go away. I can't say goodbye.
Then come with me, please.
What?
Go quickly and buy the ticket, yes?
Ticket?
And tomorrow we stand on the boat. You and me. Only you and me. And how we laugh at all the stupid people we leave behind.
What do you think of that?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. But I got a meeting of the Board of Charities at 11 and Patrick Crowley's funeral at 12. And after dinner,
Yes. I have forgotten. You are a clergyman.
And I forgot you were a golden nightingale.
I think it's very good I go away.
Perhaps. But I shall love you all my life.
You don't know what love is.
I never knew before. But I know now. It's finding the woman you want to live with all your life. The woman will show you the right way and follow it with you till you're old. And you can smile in each other's eyes and say, we've done our work together, dear. And done it well.
Oh, my friend, that love is for some people, not for me.
But why not? Why shouldn't it be for us?
For me, love is just a little light in the darkness. A little warmth in the cold. A little flame that burns not very long, then goes out. You see, it is to be a little happier together than to be apart. 1 minute in the beloved's arm. 1 little minute to forget. And that's all.
Rita, darling.
No, please.
My dear.
Please, you mustn't.
I love you, Rita.
Oh, you mustn't tell me, please.
You love me, you know you do. Say it,
no,
say it.
No, please, I...
You must.
No, I... Yes. I do love you, Tom.
Darling.
And this is our time. 1 little minute that will never, never come again.
My dear.
Oh, no. Don't talk. Just close your eyes and hold me. Hold me close. Bellissima.
They're practicing for the procession tonight. I love you, Rita. When will you marry me?
Marry? Us two?
Of course. Just tell me when.
Oh, no, Tom, no.
Oh, why not? If I love you and you love me...
Oh, no, please listen to me first, Tom. If someone that you love, if she comes to you and says, I must tell you something because we love each other so much. You are the first man I've ever loved. You're the first man I've ever told. If she says to you, I'm not good, could you forgive her, Signor Tom?
Oh, you poor little child.
Oh, no, Tom. No, you don't understand. It's I who'm not good. It's I.
Ah, there. Darling, don't cry. It's all right. It's all right.
No. Oh, no, you don't understand. You don't see why.
Because you're fair and brave and honest. Now do you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going right over to Mr. Van Tiel's and announce our engagement.
Oh, no. No, not Signor Van Tol.
Well, why not? He's my oldest friend. He's almost like a father.
But Tom, he'll be so angry.
Well, that's nonsense.
Will he say things about me? Oh, yes, I know he will.
Well, he doesn't know anything about you. Rita, well, he doesn't know anything about you, does he?
Oh, no, I not very much.
What does he know?
Well, just a little. I tell him a little one night in Paris.
You don't mean what you just told me? You said I was the only man you'd ever told. I was the only man you'd ever loved.
Well, I've forgotten, Tom. It's so long. It's about 2-3 years ago. We're friends. He happened to like me just a little. I did my best to stop him.
Well, did he want to marry you?
Oh, no, of course not. Nothing like that. He just liked to send me flowers and hear me sing.
Well,
and...
why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't think you'd like to hear it.
Why not? There's nothing to conceal. Rita, there's nothing to conceal.
Well, I don't know what you mean, Tom.
Well, tell me in the name of heaven.
Well, don't look at me like that, please.
Not Mr. Van Tile.
Please.
Not he.
Please, it isn't true.
How do I know?
Because I tell you,
then
Tom.
Then swear it. Put your hand on this Bible and swear.
Oh, please, madam.
Swear there's been nothing between you and Van Tile. Swear before God.
Oh, well, I swear there's been nothing between me and... No, Tom. No, I can't. I can't because I love you, and I must speak the truth.
True. It's true.
Well, I can't hurt you, Tom. I would give my life. Oh, no. Don't turn away. Please, Tom. Oh, don't go. Oh, please, don't. Oh, Tom. Oh, Tom. Madame, you must eat something. You will make yourself ill.
You didn't see him. You didn't see him weep.
Oh, you must not think of him anymore. Tomorrow we will be far away.
Just like a little boy. A little boy when he first meets the badness in the world. Just like a little...
Rita!
Madame!
Rita! Rita!
Oh, Madonna, it's
him. I've got to see you, Rita. It's life or death.
Oh, dear me. Come in, Tom. Come in. Come in. What is it? You look so strange. Your clothes are wet.
I've been walking, Rita.
In the snow?
I've been walking for hours, thinking about you, praying for you.
Come. Come, Tom. Come with me. Sit by the fire.
Rita, you stand upon the brink of life or death. You must make your choice.
Yes, yes, Tom, another time.
No, not another time. Tonight, this very minute, right now.
What do you want, Tom?
I ask for nothing, and I bring you love.
Love?
Not mine. Not love of any man. The love I bring you is God's alone.
But, Tom...
Repent... Repent while still you can, or you will drink of the cup of the fierceness of his wrath.
Tom.
Kneel, sinner, kneel and repent.
Oh, please, you hurt my wrist.
Will you be cast into the bottomless pit in the lake of fire? Repent, repent.
Yes, yes, Tom, I will, I will.
Rita, Rita.
I will make my life all good, Tom, like yours, because you've shown me how. You taught me the way. You have. And now, as you hold my hand, I...
My dear...
What is it, Tom? Tom, why do you look at me like that?
It's clear now. I love you, Rita.
Oh, no.
I do.
No, Tom.
I do. That's what really brought me here. I love you, darling.
Please.
I love you.
Please.
My dearest, precious, what a fool I've been. No more now. No more.
Please, let me go. Let me go, Tom.
You love me, too.
Tom, listen. Listen to what I have to say to you. I have no more strength. I haven't. I can't fight you anymore. But now, before it's too late, remember this one thing. The kind of woman I will always be. It is for you to say, here in this room now. Oh, Signor Tom, please let me be good. Please, help me. Go away. And my heart will be with you all my life.
Choir procession.
Listen. They're marching in the name of all good. They wait for you, Tom.
I beg your pardon. I must take my leave. My church. My apologies for disturbing you at such an hour.
Madonna.
Good night. Goodbye.
Keep him, Madonna. Keep him for me. Watch over him always.
That record's finished. Will you turn off the Victrola, please?
Yes, sir. Grandpa, did you ever see her again?
No, my boy.
I married your grandmother. She was a wonderful woman. She made my life rich and full. Those are the things you must consider in marriage. That's why I've told you what I have.
You've helped me, too.
I hope so, Harry.
Yes, you better keep 4:30 tomorrow open. We'll be wanting you to marry us.
Marry you? Why, you young scamp.
I'm going right over and tell her now. Oh, if you don't mind being left alone.
Oh, I'm never alone. I thought you understood.
I do, sir. Happy New Year, Grandpa.
Happy New Year, my boy. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Gregory Peck and Sidney Hustle, for a most romantic half hour.
Well, Mr. Bradley, these half hours with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players mean a good deal to us, too. Because we know the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. A work that is supported largely by this radio program. And they are all proud, believe me, to share in it. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Hasso. Ladies, do you know that dry, rough flakes on the surface of your skin are the number one menace to your appearance? And they're there, whether you can see them or not. Nature is constantly throwing off dry particles of skin, and it's your job to remove them. Remove them gently but completely before applying your makeup. Now, here's all you need to do. Just rub Lady Esther four-purpose face cream well into your skin. Then wipe it off completely. And along with it will come all those dry, ragged little flakes nature is trying to throw off. You'll see the difference in your mirror. You'll see how beautifully your powder goes on, how smoothly it clings. You'll see the new translucent look of your skin, the clear, youthful finish. Use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream morning and night. Use it whenever you want to look your most attractive. It's a complete beauty treatment in itself. First, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Second, it softens your skin, absorbs the dry flakes. Third, it helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, it leaves a perfect base for powder. If you want to see a truly dramatic change in your appearance, use Lady Esther face cream first. Then apply Lady Esther face powder in bridal pink, the new shade that's so daringly romantic. You'll be delighted by the fascinating new beauty that is suddenly yours.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Flesh and Fantasy. It will star Dame Mae Whitty, Vincent Price, and Edward G. Robinson. Be sure to listen. Sidney Hasso is soon to be starred in the Arnold Pressburger production for United Artists, Scandal in Paris. David O. Selznick will soon present Gregory Peck, co-starring in Alfred Hitchcock's Spellbound. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night all. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.